Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Howdy.
I hear you have a side dish of carrots for us today.
I decided to talk about carrots today because somebody on one of the Facebook forums that involve gardening, vegetables, etc., was asking the general group if it was okay for her to go ahead and start planting carrots right now. And she lives in Iowa. So
probably not.
That's it. Everybody was in agreement. And that's rare. That's rare on some of these pages. So we had some very good carrot production last year.
Yes. Still have a bunch frozen and some canned.
Well, I thought, you know, I don't know. Every once in a while, I like food history. And I've dug into some food history. And we've presented some of that on this show. So I thought, how about carrots then and now?
Back in the
history. So according to an article on a website for David and Harry, you know, the company where you order the gift boxes of fancy
Harry
foods.
Harry and David?
Harry and David, okay. Yes, yeah, or anybody with those names. They had an interesting, you know, ranking of vegetable favorites, and they said carrots rank just behind potatoes, tomatoes, and onions for the most consumed vegetables.
Top five list, not
in
bad.
The U.S., yeah.
Okay. And so the carrot, I understand, originally came from Asia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are a member of the parsley family.
Parsley, sure, yeah.
And originated around Afghanistan, Iran, Uzbekistan, more than 1,000 years ago.
Okay. And we also have wild carrots here in the U.S., often referred to as Queen Anne's lace.
Yes.
Do not try to eat the white, hard root.
You can
even be catching one in their first year, but they're still not particularly impressive.
Well, and interesting you should mention that because the Swiss and the Germans, maybe even longer ago than the carrots were being brought into food production in Central Asia, the Swiss and the Germans there were some campsites that were archaeologists were digging into and found that they were carrying some carrot seeds with them, but they were the wild carrot seeds. Mm. So that was just something that was noticed that they made sure they had. I don't know if they just wanted the pretty flowers or not.
So they've gone from, I mean, again, if you find a wild carrot, you're not going to be very impressed, but somehow we've got, you know, carrots that are very delicious, and also the colors too. They aren't all just orange anymore.
Well, originally they were purple or purplish.
Really?
And today, because of farmers in Holland that in the 17th century did some inventive crossbreeding of carrots, they developed the orange variety, and they do tend to be a little sweeter. They were the carrots originally. You would core them and use them in a dish that was for savory. Like you'd core them and fill it with meat or something. And they've turned into more of a sweet food. But I really like this information I found about the myth of rabbits really liking carrots.
Is it a myth? I've seen our rabbits eat up carrots pretty quick.
They do like carrots.
They love the greens more, though.
They love the greens more, and they need the greens more. But I found out that in 1934, Clark Gable starred in a film called It Happened One Night. And in a particular scene, Gable is leaning up against a fence post or a fence, eating carrots, kind of, you know, feeding them into his mouth quickly and talking with his mouth full of carrots. And
does he say, "What's up, Doc?"
He should have. But the three cartoonists who were doing a lot of work in the cartoon area, Tex Avery, Bob Givens, and Mel Blanc, loved that movie. And they created the Bugs Bunny character based on that scene of someone nonchalantly eating a carrot
Bunny's
spewing words out.
Based on Clark Gable.
Yes.
Who knew?
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
But okay. We like carrots because they're fairly easy to grow.
Are they good for eyes?
I especially like to eat carrots because of my eye issues. I have some vision issues.
But are they really good for your eyes, or is that also a myth?
No, they definitely have. Okay. They definitely have the beta carotene that your body turns into a system, some kind of thing that helps your eyes have better health. I really worded that well, didn't I?
Yes.
Your body just does that.
Yeah, yeah. Body does that. Your body does that thing there. Yeah, but so we use carrots for a lot of things, you know. We've done baby carrots. We've talked baby carrots on this show before, and
yeah,
we hate them. And you should too. They're not really baby carrots. They're just full-grown carrots that are ground down and a lot of waste happens.
And I still attest that if it helps people eat more carrots, if it helps the kids have a healthier snack in their lunch box, fine.
Make them be like Clark Gable.
Well,
lean against that fence post in the schoolyard and munch on your carrot.
Well, here on the urban farm, we like to grow carrots because they're great to eat. They can well. They're not as good, but they freeze
well. And we can do two crops, too.
We can do two crops.
Second one you plant in July.
I was kind of hoping we could do several crops here, but it sounds like it's two.
Yeah, I think two's it. Hey, Kathy, thanks for joining me.
You bet.